an announcement before the homily. Right after Mass, Father and myself and the server will go out and we'll process up to the columbarium for the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and you're all welcome to come. We hope you can join us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As I thought and prayed over the readings for today and the life of St. Elizabeth of Hungary, whose feast day we commemorate, the word commitment kept coming to my mind. The commitment we will see in St. Elizabeth's life, the commitment to change professed by Zacchaeus after meeting Jesus, and the price that will be extracted by God from those who are lukewarm and not committed. St. Elizabeth of Hungary was born into royalty as the daughter of the King of Hungary. She married the German nobleman Ludwig IV of Thuringia, which is now modern-day Germany. She had three beautiful children, and she wanted for nothing. She could have continued to live in the lap of luxury, but instead chose a life of charity and prayer. She used her royal position to advance her charitable works, setting aside time each day to take bread to hundreds of poor fellow citizens. And when disease and floods struck, she had a hospital built and then went to that hospital daily to care for the sick and the infirm. Being taught in the ways of St. Francis of Assisi, she took the vows of celibacy after her husband's death and wore the Franciscan habit of the newly formed lay Third Order of St. Francis. Her life was truly fully committed to helping those with less and those in need. In the words to the angel of the Church of Laodicea, we hear, "I know your works. I know that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." It's not enough, not acceptable to be half-hearted as we approach God. Doing good sometimes when it's easy or when it's convenient, and falling into slothful ways or decidedly evil ones the rest of the time, my friends, is not a recipe for gaining heaven. In fact, it will merit those who take this path eternal damnation. God is very clear. You are either with him or you're against him. You are either all in or you will be on the outside looking in at his heavenly kingdom. But don't despair. Don't lose hope. Take a lesson from the gospel today. Zacchaeus was a tax collector, a man despised by his fellow Jews, a man known for dishonest practice in pursuit of filling his own pockets with earthly treasure. And while we don't know much of his ways or his wealth before his encounter with Christ, from his response, we can guess that he was quite good at what he did. He was a man committed to his own earthly betterment, a man who put himself before others and all else. His sense of commitment was a quality that Jesus could work with. And we see what happened when our Lord stepped into his life. He moved the object of his commitment to doing good, promising to make those he stole from not only whole, but four times better than whole. And he committed to giving half of his possessions to the poor.
My friends, if this could happen to Zacchaeus, it could also happen to those of us who have held on to the things of this world too tightly. So we see what one can accomplish who is fully committed to God's work in the life of St. Elizabeth. We see what God thinks of those who are without commitment, that they are distasteful and worthy of only being vomited from his mouth. And we see that should one be committed to less than honorable ways, that there is hope, as the quality of commitment can be turned to the pursuit of good. These souls have potential for change that will be meaningful for their eternal salvation. But what does this have to do with me, you may ask? Simply that we need to look carefully at the life we are living and ask ourselves, is it a life that speaks to God and to the world the words, "I am committed to doing the work of the Lord"? The Lord's work will require you to carry your cross, but you can't agree to do this only on Wednesdays and Thursdays, while the rest of the week you take a break. If you do this, you will never reach Calvary, and you will never allow yourself to get up upon that cross alongside Christ and beg for paradise. Being a disciple of Jesus is a full-time commitment. It's being all in all the time. We can't allow ourselves to be half-hearted, lukewarm, lest the Lord leaves us behind. And there is much for us to do. There are, oh, so many who are walking through life, going peacefully along without a concern for their eternal future. These are souls who, in essence, aren't evil, but who have forgotten the why of their existence, who have lost touch with their Creator. My friends, we are called to touch these lost sheep. By living lives committed to God, we will be seen by these souls on the periphery of perdition, not knowing which way to lean. If you live lives of authentic biblical Christianity, your faith, your sacrifice will be seen. You may just be the one who leads them to the door that opens for them to choose life everlasting over eternal death. Live for Christ. Become indifferent to worldly possessions, wealth, and position. Make decisions with eternity in mind. Practice justice and prudence in dealing with others. Avoid occasions to sin. If you are in a group that starts to gossip, leave, or tell them that you won't be party to this. Be charitable, and don't be afraid to give from your need, as God does and will provide 30, 60, or 100 fold. Today, as you approach Jesus, either here physically or spiritually at home, promise him that you will search your soul and see just how committed that you have been. If the answer is not very, then ask our Lord for the grace to become all in all the time, not only for your salvation, but the salvation of all those others God will send your way. Promise him that you will be a disciple filled with commitment to the growth of his kingdom, both here on earth and forever in heaven. May God bless you.